RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Welcome back to the show. A question for you. How much do we really know about our digestive systems? I think that most of us think that the process of digestion involves chewing and swallowing, and that's about all we know. But I think many of us would be very surprised on how little we really do know. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of American's Probiotic Industry, and Dr. Chris Didamos, an epidemiologist with research interest in the synergistic effects of healthy lifestyle practices on human health and wellness. Dr. Didamo is currently an assistant professor with dual appointments in the Center for Integrative Medicine with the Department of Family and Community Medicine, as well as in the Department of Epidemiology and Public Health. Also serving as a director of research at the Center for Integrative Medicine, also holds an adjunct faculty position in the multi-campus gerontology doctoral program of the University of Maryland and Maryland University of Integrative Health. Thank you both for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
Natasha, you know, it is interesting today. The word bacteria, everybody thinks when they hear the word bacteria, they think it's always bad. Now, we have to remember that the epidemic unhealthy bacterial load today is out of control. But, of course, we have to know that there's good bacteria as well. But when they talk about the bacterial load being bigger and stronger with pathogens and all these things today, what do they mean?
Well, you know, what's occurred in our environment is that the abuse of antibiotics, not only for ingestion by human beings, but being fed to animals that we consume and also being sprayed in the crops that we eat and the fruits that we eat, has created the evolution of these superbugs that are impervious to almost all known antibiotics. And they much smaller amount of these bacteria can be present on our food or on the counter or on the drinks that we drink to cause a serious health disturbance in our gut that we won't guess it's what it's caused by. And so we have to become better informed of what these microbes are in our environment and not to take drugs to suppress stomach acid and learn how to facilitate better digestion, because every time we eat and drink, we're ingesting bacteria. Unfortunately for us, in westernized countries especially, a lot of these bacteria are now very clever and able to evade antibiotics and can cause a host of problems for us.
You know, Dr. Didamos, you in your field, being an epidemiologist, you see a lot of things that are bacterial-based and that are pathogens, you know, MRSA and all different kinds of things today that are very prevalent in our society. Over the last 10 years, what have you seen dramatically change?
Well, I think one of the things that's changed is our recognition that many more things are, many more deleterious health outcomes are related to disturbances in our gut microbiota, for example. I mean, I think many of us know that that has been going on for a while, but you're starting to see now recognition that, you know, the bacterial load has an impact not just on our digestion, but on our metabolism, on even our emotional and mental health. So I think there's a greater recognition that it's starting to move beyond just the walls of academic medicine now into the community, recognizing that this bacterial load has major implications on who we are as people, you know, far beyond digestion. So I think we're learning more and more every day about what kind of disturbances are related to other issues, but it's a big picture, right? So I don't think it's going to come down to any single bacterium, but recognizing just the entire landscape. And I'm looking forward to the discussion with experts like yourselves today.
Do you see this across the board, different, I mean, both sexes, all ages, different backgrounds, different careers, different, you know, racial backgrounds? Are we seeing this problem with this bacterial load being out of control across the board, or is it segmented to certain parts of the country?
I think it's across the world, actually. But yeah, frankly, I think it's become a real public health threat. Some of the things that Natasha mentioned with, overuse of antibiotic medications, medications such as acid blockers that disturb the conditions that we need for our healthy bacteria to survive and the ability to fight off pathogens. So when you think about how many people are on antibiotics at various stages of their lives, how many people are taking acid blocking medications, you've just talked about most people in the United States, if not many parts of the world. But I think it's a big problem and it affects almost everyone.
You know, Natasha, there was a time when I first started in this field where probiotics, you know, they were called Acidophilus back then, and they were kind of, you know, it was a time when vitamins were still kind of a luxury. They hadn't really become a hands-on necessity like they are today. When you started all of your research, did you see this coming? I mean, or has it completely gone out of control to the point where you didn't really think it would manifest this far, or did you see it?
Oh, no, yes. I've lectured extensively across the world and to health professionals, doctors, lay people. And I was talking about this 30 years ago, that everything is connected to the gut, our cardiovascular health, our brain health, our immune health, and that, you know, what's coming down the pike is we're going to see an explosion of chronic illness that will not have any treatment because we've abrogated our responsibility to teach people about how important good digestion is and what that entails. And, you know, we get snippets from people throwing stuff on our board, such as, you know, we should be eating leafy greens, for example. And I'm certainly for organic food and leafy greens. However, our society has become oblivious to the necessity to sanitize this food before we eat it because it has a huge bacterial load. As a matter of fact, you know, we'll discuss this more in our other segments, but about, 22% of all illnesses that occurred in the United States for the last several years were attributed to leafy vegetables. And this may shock everybody because they think, oh, I'm eating leafy vegetables. This would be terrific for me. No, not if you're not, you know, washing them properly. And no, not if you're not regenerating that optimal balance in your gut to make sure that whatever bacteria you may ingest with your healthy food is being neutralized.
You know, the other thing, Dr. Didamo, in the hospitals today, you know, people ask me what kind of things they should take with them when they go to the hospital. And I'm usually the first one to say, make sure that you have the availability of your Natron probiotics so that you're putting that bacteria in. My mother went into the hospital a couple years ago. She picked up a terrible MRSA in the hospital and ended up having to go to a rehab for almost 90 days. And I get so scared these days. People are surprised when you go into a clinical setting when they have the problem with these bacteria in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh, it's a tremendous problem. That's another one where the recognition is starting to increase that we've got problems. And, I mean, MRSA is just one of many problems with nosocomial infections that we pick up in hospitals. So, absolutely. I mean, I think being armed with probiotics and is a great thing. And I think this is where the knowledge among the population is helpful, because sometimes someone comes in, they get in a car accident, they're in critical care, whatever the condition may be. So I think having a supportive family is also important to help out with these things. But hospitals, while healing happens there and lives are saved there, they can be very nasty places when it comes to picking up infections that can kill you, you know. So I think we need to be very aware of that and to arm ourselves and to give our immune system what it needs to protect itself against these kinds of real threats.
And it is interesting that, you know, sometimes, well, we put our faith into these situations, and but we can't let our guards down. You know, the other thing I want people to remember from this segment here before we go on to our next segment is that we have to be in charge of our health. We have to be looking in a responsible fashion to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to keep our body as healthy as we possibly can. And one of the ways of doing that is to make sure that we have the availability of knowledge, you know, being able to get this information, utilize this information, and apply it to our everyday life. Very, very important. And you will see that the top of the nutrition pyramid today, probiotics, quality probiotics, is the way to go. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all of my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for listening and stay well.